谁有没有问题，待会要问老师。
是现前的无明跟根本无明。
现前的无明跟根本无明，根本无明哦。因为在南传里面，无明就是无明的，这两个名词可能是汉传的名词。
没有，在它里面也有。
没有，这个就是翻译的问题啊。好，那我问问老师，现前的无明，因为无明就是无明，就好像智慧，什么叫现前的智慧跟根本的智慧？
因为有我们无始劫，我们从因为三界是无明嘛。
我看看慧月法师有没有听过这个名词，它的巴利文是什么？I join just a few seconds because I really ask a question about Moha, but she gave two different name of Moha. I want to make sure what does that mean in I want to clarify the question. 慧月法
OK，
师，
你好，大家好。
早。
哎，阿江
慧月
好。
法师。我好像想请问你哦，刚刚慧荣要提一个问题，叫做什么叫现前的无明，什么叫根本的无明？那请问你知不知道这个巴利文是什么？
哦，但我想这个应该叫做，听起来问题感觉就是根本无明，那个应该是水冕，我们比较熟悉的字眼应该
对，
是水冕般嘛。
听起来是阿努萨亚，对。那现前的无明是指不善的时候吗？
应该是现在是正在现行的这些烦恼，我们能够觉察到的。
因为他也有可能是在问从一开始最原始的那个根本的，
以学阿弗莱摩来讲，没有所谓的最原始的这个概念，这个是时间的概念。如果是讲水冕烦恼，它是潜伏，它目前我们养成习性，只是还没现行，就是没有碰触到适合的条件因缘，所以它还没出现。
是好，慧龙，所以你是在问睡眠烦恼吗？OK。All right, the question is the Moha that's presenting now, and the Moha that is Anusaya.
You just want to understand the word or what is explaining about it or understand the characteristic which is moha. This is the point.
所以你是想要知道这两个名词的解释呢，还是你想要了解这个无明法的特征？
What should be remembered is that what we are listening now is just about that which is now, which is unknown.
所以老师刚刚是说，我们可能就会陷入要了解多一点的名词而已。可是现在正在出现的法是没有被知道的。
In order to understand, moha is not just the word. So may I ask, is that citta right now?
好，那么在我们要了解。无明不是只是一个名词而已啊，我们先从现在有没有心开始，有吗？现在有没有心？
Is
新的
there
心。
any understanding of citta right now?
现在有任何对心是什么的了解吗？
So at that moment, without any understanding of the truth of this moment, citta at that moment, it arises with moha.
如果不了解表示什么？心的升起是有无明的伴随。
So moha is there now. Whenever there is no understanding of whatever is there, even citta is there now, no understanding. Cittasikas are there now, no understanding. Rupa is there now, no understanding. That's why citta arises with moha, when there is no understanding.
所以现在有心，有心所，有色法。但是如果都没有对任何这些法有任何的了解，那不就是无明吗？
Otherwise, we just learn about the word of moha, but not the characteristic of it, which arising appeared, but it does not appear as the object of understanding yet.
否则，我们都只是在了解这个字是什么意思而已，而不是了解现在有无明升起，它的特征是什么。但是，现在无明并没有成为我们去了解的对象。
So we don't need to find, look for moha anywhere else. Just right now, at this very moment, when there's no understanding of whatever it is, that is moha.
所以我们不用去哪里找无明哦，无明就在现在哦。当没有了解法，当法的真相被掩盖的时候，无明就在。 只是我们并没有了解它而已。
So it's only Panya which learns to understand what is there now. That is that which experiences, it sees the object, it hears the sound. That which experiences is citta. But when there's no understanding of the truth, moha is there with it.
所以回到现在对心有没有什么了解呢？现在有没有那个去经验的，不管是那个去听的，这是心，不管是哪一种类型的心，如果对这个是没有了解的，那是有无明的。
If we haven't heard about the word moha at all, how can there be the idea about that? But even there is the idea, but it's not the understanding of moha right now. So it needs more and more learning, studying to understand what is there.
如果从来没有听过什么是无明，你会想到无明这个字吗？那但是不管你知道的只是这个字，还是你真的开始去了解这个法是什么。
So it's not anyone, it's not you or me, but it's moment of beginning to understand the truth from hearing and considering until it can lead to the understanding directly that the moment which is a reality which cannot understand anything as it is.
所以这个法并不是你也不是我，他不是任何人。我们去听到这个真相，去思考这个真相，我们去思考什么是无明，一直到他真的，我们真的智慧升起，去直接了解无明。
And this is the only way to understand the truth of moha as it is not self. Otherwise, it's only I am thinking about moha.
那么这个闻慧思慧然后习慧的过程是唯一能够真的了解无明是什么的，否则我们才能了解它的本质是无我，否则我们就只是在讲它而已。
So what one hears about citta, cittasika and rupa is just right now, but it cannot be known as directly as no self yet.
所以我们读到或听到很多关于心所设法，他们就在现在，就在这里，但是我们还没有直接了解他们。
That's why moha is different, opposite of panya, right understanding.
所以无明呢是智慧的相反哦，掩盖了真相。
But they are not self or anything at all.
但它是无我的，它不是我，它不是任何一个什么东西。
So the point of listening to the truth of this moment is to know whatever is there just arises and forms away. That which arises has to fall away instantly. Nobody can stop the way it is.
所以我们是在学习了解这一刻的真相是什么，这一刻的真相在那里的不管是什么，它升起就灭了，但是要先知道它的特征。
But nothing is known as it is because of moha, or that which cannot understand the truth of anything.
但是也是因为无明啊，无明掩盖了真相，所以这些法现在的本质是被掩盖的，我们不能知道，是因为无明的功能。
So only panya can develop to understand that actually what is there.
那也只有智慧的建立呢，才能逐渐了解到底在那里的是什么。
Understanding is quite different from moha. So now, at moment of listening, the moment of beginning to understand, that is different from moha.
那么智慧跟无明是如此的不同哦。但是我们现在在听闻佛陀的教导，这是开始了解到底什么是智慧，什么是无明。
This is the only way to understand the truth of dhammas as not self.Otherwise, it's only the words about everything. But now it is appearing, should be that which can be developed understanding of it.
那么这是唯一能够去真正开始了解这一刻的真相是什么。
Otherwise, moha is there.
否则无明一直都在。
So there's moha about that which is seen, and the seeing, that which is heard and hearing.
所以我们就对耳是无明，对声音无明，对眼是，对色尘都是无明。
So without the teachings of the Buddha, no word to bring about the understanding the truth that he had enlightened.
所以没有佛陀的 教导啊，我们是不可能能够知道真相是什么的。
So moha is not only the word, but it's a reality which cannot understand anything at all as it is.
所以无明不是只是一个名词哦，它是一个法，它的功能就是掩盖了真相。
And the moment of understanding is different from moment of no understanding. That's why that which understands is a reality, which is panya, what we call right understanding.
那么有了解的那一刻跟没有去了解的那一刻是非常不同的、哦、那个去了解的那一刻去了解的我们称为正见的智慧。
So beginning from right now, is that anything now?Or nothing. So it can be with the beginning of understanding the truth of this moment while there is considering and developing understanding from just very simple question like, is now something or is it nothing?
所以我们开始思考呢、oh. 可以从看起来很简单的问题开始，比如说现在有什么吗？或者是现在没有什么东西呢？OK, 现在有什么东西或没有什么东西呢?
To understand the difference between moha and panya.
去了解智慧跟无明的区别是什么?
Is there something now or is there nothing now? Because when it's still something, when it's still Vincent that's seen or the computer that's seen, it's still something. When it's nothing, it means no thing, no one there.Just that which is seen, the visible object, and then gone instantly.
老师的问说现在有没有什么东西或者没有东西，它的背后的意义是说，现在我们看出去有人或有东西的时候，那个时候是，如果我们当成是一个恒常的在那里，那是一个无明哦。可是如果你了解被看到的只是色尘，并不是人或东西，那个是智慧。
When there's still something or someone there.It's utter, utter sanya, utter.、
Mm-hmm.
It's a ditty at that moment. It's not the understanding of just Dhamma, just the reality that is seen or heard at this moment.
那么它是一个很深的邪见、哦、有人有东西叫 atta, ditty, atta 就是有一个固定，你不知道，你以为它是恒常持续的在那里。那这是一个、因为无明为根源起的邪见哦。
When it's clear that it's just the reality that is experienced, just the sound heard, just the hardness touched, even at a moment of wise considering in the beginning, then no thing there, no one there, just the hardness that is experienced for an instant, the sound that is heard for an instant, and then gone completely, no thing, no person there at all.
那么虽然听起来很玄哦，没有人没有东西，可是现在在一开始理智上的了解，我们也可以去思考被碰到的只是不管是土元素，那被听到只是声音，并不是有人有东西在里面，这都是刚开始可以去逐渐理智上了解真相是什么。那一刻呢是没有声音的，但是智慧了解他经验的是个法，并不是东西。被碰触到的只是法，被听到的只是另外一种法，并不是经验一个。
When moha arises, no idea what is touched, what is heard, what is seen, just ignorance as usual and thinking about people or things, not understanding anything about the reality of life at this moment.
但是如果是没有智慧升起，如果是无明在统治着的时候呢，我们听到我们碰到任何我们都还是在人跟东西的无明的概念的世界里。
And this is why satya or truthfulness, satya parami refers to the understanding of the truth at this very moment.
这也是真相或者诚实波罗蜜哦 ，Satya 真相波罗蜜哦，那逐渐的了解真相是什么。
And last week we discussed a lot about Virya and Kanti. At the moment of understanding, it is the Kusala Virya, it is the Kusala Kanti at that moment. No need to think about doing anything or trying to have understanding or trying to be aware, because at the moment of understanding, even just the right considering with understanding at this moment, Virya, the wholesome Virya, the Virya Parami and the Kanti Parami are already there being developed together with understanding.
那么上个星期我们谈到忍辱忍耐它是精进心所。 那么在十个波罗蜜里面呢，这个心所有两个，一个是精进波罗蜜，一个是忍辱耐心波罗蜜哦。那在有智慧升起的那一刻呢，其实这两个波罗蜜就同时在建立了，并不需要刻意去做什么，要去追求什么。And
this is why the more punya develops initially through the wise considering about realities, the less and less idea there is about I who does anything or can try to do anything or should follow any practice, because the understanding understands that whatever arises now is anatta, arising by conditions, not by the will of anyone.
那么随着智慧的累积呢，会越来越清楚，并不需要去做什么，也不用刻意去追求某一种练习。 来增加智慧哦，因为智慧越来越清楚，现在不管升起的什么都是无我的，都是因缘和合的，并没有谁可以控制什么。And
the panya which develops very gradually wears away the ignorance, the lack of understanding, little by little, like the wearing away of the handle of the axe, just gradually wears away through the development of understanding. But not by anyone trying to have less ignorance or trying to understand at all.
那么智慧升起，智慧的累积呢？当然，智慧就逐渐了解有智慧升起跟没有智慧升起的区别是什么。那么这个就是经典的比喻，关于一个一把刀子的刀柄啊，你天天握久了，它逐渐的有明显的改变了。所以并不是，这是因为智慧的关系哦，并不是谁想要少一点不善，想要少一点无明啊。
Last week, we also discussed a lot about sanya after Pat brought up some good questions. So at this moment and every moment, sanya, memory, arises, marks the object that is experienced. So when panya develops, the right sanya develops with it, remembering what is heard and considered, remembering what the object of panya is. So it's not I who needs to remember what is heard or I who needs to remember lots of terms and details, because sanya itself accumulates and develops together with panya.
那么上个星期呢，我们也提到了享运哦，跟那个老年痴呆症，享运每一刻都在标记，都在记忆哦。 那么我们因为这样子讨论佛陀的教导，我们逐渐那个享运会去记住这些佛陀的话，那么当智慧跟着培养建立的时候呢，这个享运呢也在跟着智慧一起升起，它会记住智慧要去了解的对象是什么。所以并不是我是只要去记住佛陀讲的话，而去记住很多细节，而是当这个记忆心所有智慧伴随的时候，它自然会记住什么是真相，理智上。
And when the panya has developed, no matter the circumstances in life, no matter whether we're busy at work or family life or sick in hospital with some illness or even with Alzheimer's, there can be conditions for panya and kusala sanya to arise anytime unexpectedly. So this is why the considering and wise reflection is so important, because it leads to the accumulation of panya and wholesome virya, wholesome kanti, wholesome sanya, wholesome everything.
所以呢，随着智慧的建立呢，会越来越清楚。不管在什么情况下，你很忙，或者是甚至你生病了，在医院里，不管在任何情况下。 其实都可能会有因缘条件升起智慧，友善的记忆一起伴随哦。 那这也就是为什么文慧跟思慧如此的重要，因为这样子的建立是自然而然的，在任何状况下呢都有可能培养智慧的。
And this is what is also meant by confidence or sata. When understanding develops, less and less doubt about what the path is, less and less idea of needing to do something or certain situations as being more suitable. The confidence that any moment is the moment for right understanding.
所以呢，这个是信心哦。随着智慧的培养呢，信心也会跟着提升。Sarah, you mentioned about sutta and
So when understanding develops, there is more and more confidence about what the right way is. Less and less thought about following another way or trying to do something or thinking that certain circumstances or situation are not suitable.
嗯哼，好，这个是接着刚刚讲哦，在任何情境下都是一样。这个信心呢，是因为随着智慧的建立的增加，你越来越有信心，不管任何情况其实都一样，你不用刻意去跟随某种特定的练习。事实上那个是有一个去试着要去管理一个注意力的，但是那个不是佛陀的教导。
So sada develops with right understanding, not by going to a temple or lighting incense or praying to the Buddha, but through the understanding of the truth of life at this very moment.
所以呢智慧的培养可以在任何情况下发生，不是一定要去庙宇，一定要去把点香或什么，不是因为一些外在的仪轨仪式这样子。 This is from Kunsomigo. Ajahn, please explain why we are just a victim of causes and conditions, even understanding.
Yeah, is there I?
有我吗？Is there I?
Yes. Is there you? Is there me?
有你吗？有我吗？因为这个问题是说，我们为什么我们只是因果这些因缘条件的受害者？所以老师的第一个回答是有我吗？Oh, this is from YouTube. Someone listening from YouTube asked the question. So, Ajahn, the person could not answer. The person listened from the YouTube.
Can anyone answer, please?
那谁可以帮忙回答呢？有我吗？
没有。
No, there's no I.
That is the beginning of understanding. At moment of thinking that I'm the victim of so-and-so, that is ignorance, see?Either it is not far away from this moment or at the moment when there is no understanding the truth of that which appears.
那么没有我这个真相呢，这是开始，刚开始要培养智慧了，否则我们一直都在无明里，无明很离我们很近啊，这里那里一直跟着我们。
No matter what thinking thinks about, it's no one at all, because it's conditioned to think in such way and then gone completely. Where's the I?
不管是这样想或那样想都没有我，会这样想或那样想也是因缘条件的。
So what was born? Is there anyone?
所以被生出来的是
Oh, what
被生出来的是什么
at that moment?
有人被生出来吗？或者是在那里的现在是什么被生出来的？
At moment of birth, the first moment of birth, is there you or anyone or what are there?
在这一世生命的第一刻，结身心那一刻，有你吗
？From the very beginning, ignorance is there, accumulated in even that moment of birth.
那么，即使在出生的那一刻，结身心的那一刻，累积的无明都在那里。
That's the meaning of what you asked about anusya, the accumulation of the defilements or akusala from moment to moment. No understanding this moment, no understanding next moment, on and on. So even at moment of birth, it's there as anusya.
那么这个累积的无明哦，这个我们称为睡眠烦恼，它一直都在哦。这就是出生那一刻，它当然也在。
There's no anger right now, but how come when it arises, when it's there? if there is no condition as anusaya, the accumulation of anger from moment to moment.
那么也是因为这个累积的无明哦，这个睡眠烦恼哦，所以这些不善就有因缘条件升起。
So you, firstly, you asked about the avicca and anusaya, is that right?
所以我们回到第一个问题哦，在问无明跟睡眠烦恼。Avicca 就是 现有的无明啊，或者是累积的睡眠烦恼。
At moment when there's no understanding, that is akusala citta. We have heard before about how many akusala cittas are there, but no understand of it.
嗯哼，那我们其实即使听了很多讨论，很多什么是法无明等不善的法等等，但是并不了解他们。
We just learn about the word.Akusala citta, but what about this moment? It's not me, so what is it?
那么我们听到不善心，那我们了解它吗？它是这一刻，它是我吗？我的吗？它是什么？
That's why each word should be considered very carefully, wisely, to be one's own understanding, not just believe in the other's word and try to remember.But it's now, even just the word avicca, ignorance, no understanding, no one, but it is a characteristic which arises by conditions.
所以佛陀的字呢，我们要思考清楚哦，才是我们自己的了解，而不是去记住别人说的话。那即使只是一个简单的名词，无明哦，那现在呢，它的特征是什么？
As long as there's no understanding of whatever appears now,It is not the moment of understanding the truth of what Buddha said about no one, no self, or dhammas are anatta.
那么在没有直接经验法的时候呢，智慧还没有到那个程度，我们是没有办法真的了解佛陀所说的这些法的本质是无我的。
So anatta is not the word to remember, but to understand right now, because if there is no understanding right now, there cannot be the understanding next moment.
所以呢，无我不是只是一个名词哦，它是要去被了解的。现在就是无我。
Even we talk about now, no understanding of what is there.
即使我们在讨论现在这一刻的真相是什么，我们还是不了解现在在那里的是什么。
We just think about the moment of seeing, but no understanding that it's gone. And so many moments of seeing, while there are so many jittas in between, how much ignorance is there?
我们讨论眼识啊，讨论那个去看的法，但是它在哪里？那在眼识之间，眼识跟眼识之间有无数的心生灭了，所以我们都不知道。
And this is the beginning to understand avicca and not self, and that moment which understands is not you or me, it's that which understands different characteristic, different reality.
这也是我们开始去。了解什么是无明，那个去了解的也不是你，那是只是一个有具有了解的特征的法。
That's why better to consider each word as what the truth is there. It has to be no one, no self. Otherwise, the self is studying and just arise and falls away from day to day until death, and then ignorance still there, continuing.
所以最根本最重要的开始就是要正确的了解并不是并没有我否则就变成是我在学习我的知识所以终其一生我们都还是在为我得到什么无明继续累积下去
That's why each word which represents the truth of reality right now should be studied carefully to understand it to lead to more understanding about it until it is direct understanding until the truth of the words of BuddhaCan be comprehended. Because you see that if there is no understanding of each word, just listen, no considering, it's not the way to understand. It's just the way to remember. That's why each word should be studied carefully to bring about the understanding more and more and will lead to direct understanding of whatever appears now.
那么老师这边强调的是思慧的重要我们不是只是文会把它记起来而已、哦、只是记住是没有办法真正建立直接的智慧去了解只有透过去思慧现在这一刻什么是真的仔细的小心的去思考那么才能够真正累积智慧去直接经验法
Even we ask is that I now see so many moments, and what moment is there as truth, as no self? If there's no understanding of that which is there as a self, there must be the idea of self all the time.
那么即使在问问题的时候呢，是不是我在问问题呢？那每一刻都在过去，一刻接着一刻过去哦，每一刻都是无我，有了解这一刻是无我吗？
From learning the truth of ignorance, it's there almost all the time in a day in life.
所以我们逐渐的知道，我们一直都在无明里嘛，一天里面，这一世里面，我们基本上都在无明里。
Is there ignorance now?
现在有无明吗？
Causes and conditions at some length. He explained that these causes and conditions are having effect all the time.
John, you are answering the other person's question, right?
Yeah, show me go.
Uh-huh.
That's what right. We're talking about at the moment, I think.
John explained...briefly, and then Ajahn came back to Avijja, to Moha, the question. So, okay, we can continue the cause and conditions.
Okay, I'm going back to the question about being a victim of causes and conditions.
Right.
Okay. The Buddha spoke at length about these causes and conditions,
okay,
which are unknown to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.佛陀解释了，现在问题是有人提问哦，从那个 YouTube 上面就是，因果这些因缘条件，那佛陀解释了这些连结哦，比如说十二因缘的连结。
They are causes and conditions that relate to realities or conditioned dhammas.
那么这些彼此之间的因缘条件呢，是法跟法之间的。
As Ajahn has been explaining, what we take.Or the person are just different realities or conditioned dhammas. There is no I in the ultimate sense.
那么，就像老师刚解释的，在究竟实相里面呢，其实是并没有我，并没有东西，没有人哦，只是这些法。我们以为的人，其实是生灭的法。
If there's no I or self, there is no victim also.
那么，既然没有人，就没有所谓的受害者。
But the world as described by the Buddha is a world of momentary realities that have effect.
那么佛陀所描述的世界呢，是瞬间生灭的法。
What we take for the person are simply consciousness and rupas, bodily rupas.
我们所谓的忍呢，就是这些心的生灭跟这个色法的生灭，色身的生灭
，which arise and fall away by conditions。
那它的升起跟它的灭去都是因为因缘的关系。
It is the understanding of these momentary realities and the causes and conditions which have effect upon them, which leads to eventually to enlightenment。
因为了解了这些法以及他们彼此之间的支柱的关系、哦、能够带往开悟。
So they are things to be understood by awareness and understanding if it arises.
所以这个就是觉知跟智慧要去了解的对象。
But understanding itself is a reality which is conditioned, so it cannot be made to arise by any kind of directed effort.
那么智慧觉知它也是因缘和合生灭的法，所以它的升起呢，也不是因为透过意志力的控制。
It is by hearing the Buddha's description of the different realities and their causes and conditions that allows gradually awareness and understanding to develop over a long period of time.
它们能够升起是因为闻慧跟思慧长期逐渐的累积培养，才有这个因缘条件去直接经验这些生灭的法。
And as awareness and understanding develop, these causes and conditions become more apparent to the awareness and understanding.
那么随着闻慧跟思慧的累积呢，它才变得越来越明显，对谁 智慧看越看越明显，是因为这些因缘条件。
But the question, as always, which Ajahn keeps reminding us, is what is the reality of the present moment?
所以就像老师一直在提醒我们的，这一刻的实相，这一刻的法是什么？就是现在。
What is appearing now that can be directly known by awareness and understanding?
那现在有什么出现呢？可以被觉知跟智慧，成为觉知跟智慧的对象。
We know there is seeing and the experiencing a visible object because we have an idea of people and things that are being observed.
那么，我们都一直有人跟东西在被观察的这样子的概念，这样子的印象哦。那事实就是法而已。
But the reality of these moments are not the people and things that are observed, but the seeing, the visible object being experienced, and the thinking about what has been seen.
所以即使好像在我们面前的是人跟东西哦，事实上每一刻被看到的并不是人或东西，而是色尘，然后才会有接下来去想着这些。
So as we consider this description of reality of the present moment, it is possible gradually for our view of the world to be corrected, straightened.
那么所以它是可能的哦，逐渐的文慧师会了解，只是这些法呢，在生灭，它倒可以直接经验这些法的生灭，它就会改正原本我们对什么是世界的想法。
Because when there is no understanding,and there is just ideas of people and things, it can be with or without wrong view at that moment.
那么没有智慧升起来的时候呢，那当然我们的世界就是人跟东西而已，但这不代表一定就是邪见，它可能有时候有邪见，有时候没有邪见。
Ignorance almost all the time, as Ajahn was mentioning, so the more understanding that develops, the more it understands itAt almost every moment of life, there is ignorance.
嗯哼，那么这就是刚刚老师在解释的、哦、随着智慧的累积，事实上智慧会发现，大部分的时候我们都是在无明里的。
Without the development of understanding, we'd have no idea how much ignorance, how much wrong view there is, and has been accumulated from life to life, aeon to aeon.
如果没有智慧的建立跟累积呢，是不会发现原来我们累世累劫所累积的无明跟邪见有多深。
Like when there is the idea of I who is the victim of circumstances, but what is this I at this moment? Where is the victim at this moment?
所以这个问题呢，我们是这些因缘和合的受害者呢？这个问题本身那一刻就是由我在这一刻在受害了。
Because at a moment of seeing, seeing is conditioned by past karma. So is seeing I that is the victim? It's just the reality of seeing which arises because of different conditions, because of visible object that's impinged on eye sense and because of past karma. It's just a reality that arises and falls away. No I, no victim to be found.
就以眼识来说，在看的那一刻是眼识在看，眼识是过去的业力带来的结果。那眼识是受害者吗？眼识是有许多的因缘条件才会升起的。在看的那一刻，并没有所谓一个我在那里受害哦。
At a moment of painful bodily experience, is it I that is the victim of some disease, or is it just that reality experience?Tangible object such as hardness just for an instant as a result of karma and then falls away immediately.
在身体感官有经验疼痛的时候呢，那个时候是我在那里正在被受害吗？那个身世去经验，不管是风元素或任何土元素、火元素，它就只是一个过去的业力带来的结果。去经验，然后有个痛苦的感受。这个时候，哪个法是我在受害呢
？At the moment of thinking with unhappiness about that painful experience, is the thinking I or a victim, or is it just a citta that arises for a moment and thinks and then falls away instantly, arising by the the accumulated tendency to think like that.
那么当身体疼痛的时候，去想着这个疼痛的时候呢，那个去想的是我吗？是一个受害者在想着这个疼痛吗？他只是一个去想着法。那会这样子想的习，这个也是累积的习性哦。我们会这样想或那样想，是因为累积的习性会想，可去想的是明法，并不是我。
If there's no thinking about the painful experience, or no thinking about being a victim, then nothing there at all. Just a moment of thinking according to the accumulated tendency and then gone. If there's no thinking now about painful experience and no thinking about being a victim, then where is the painful experience? Where is the victim?
如果没有去想着那些痛苦的感受的时候呢，那个痛苦的感受在哪里？那那个受害者在哪里？这些法都只是升起，然后就立刻灭了。
So the thinking now, which thinks about the truth of life, or thinks about lunch, or thinks about painful feeling, is just conditioned by the accumulated tendency to think in this way or that way.
那么现在去想的心呢，不管是想着生命的真相是什么，或者是想着待会午餐要吃什么，那个去想的心都是因为过去累积的习性成为他现在去这样子想的一个因缘条件。
So understanding and learning more about different realities and gradually understanding what are the causes and conditions for different realities is the way thatGradually, the idea of self is slowly removed, little by little.
我们学着去了解这些法，以及这些法彼此之间的关系的缘，那么才能够逐渐消除我的这个概念的邪见。那它是一点一滴的。
And then no more idea of any victim at all, no matter what or happens in life, no matter what arises.No more poor me, no more me at all, because there are just different dharmas arising and falling away by condition.
那么随着对法跟法之间的关系的更多的了解呢，就越来越不会有我是受害者的这种概念出现了，都只是因缘生灭的法。
Before we heard the Buddha's teaching about causes and conditions, we probably had an idea.Of a self who's in control.
那么在我们听到佛陀的教导关于因缘这些和的法之前，我们可能都会有一个概念，是有一个我在可以控制事情。
So when we heard that the world is governed by causes and conditions and not by individuals with a control of themselves, it is can be a very disturbing concept at first.
所以当我们听到事实上就只是这些生灭因缘生灭的法，并不是由我来主宰来控制该怎么样进行。我们一开始听到这样子的时候，我们是会感到很困惑或者是不能接受的。
The idea that we are not in control of what is happening or how we react to the situation is a very radical one and difficult to grasp.
所以从我们所习惯的有一个我的意志力存在，可以做这个做那个，到突然听到并不是，都只是你没有任何的控制力影响力，不是你决定要做什么，不是你能决定反应什么，这个是一个非常巨大的一个冲击的差别哦。可是当我们开始去思考，在我们日常生活中去验证的时候，我们可能会发现它其实可能真的是这样子的。
But it is only byComing to understand more about the underlying realities that we take for the present moment, that the reality, the actual causes and conditions can be known directly.
那么它之所以是可能，是因为透过了解所谓的背后的这些法的生命。只有透过这样的了解，才有可能真的知道，并不是我在控制。OK， 好，那其他人呢？刚刚那一段有一位朋友问的问题，就是受害者的，然后因为根本就只有法，所以就没有所谓的受害者。 但是只有法这件事情对我们来讲是一个很大的冲击哦。但是也只有透过了解现在正在出现的法，才能发现它可能的确是像佛陀讲的那样。有没有什么想再问的？
我想请老师说一下那个无明跟随眠烦恼的差异，我还是没有听懂。
Okay, Irene's question is, she is not clear about when we talk about avijja and anusaya, what's the difference?
So there are different degrees of avijja. So when avijja is the anusaya, it means it's the tendency which is always there, carried by each citta from moment to moment, but it's not yet arising.
首先呢，睡眠烦恼呢，它是没有升起的哦，它是一直潜藏着。它也就是说，即使是美的心的时候，它也是在的，只是它没有浮现出来而已。它是累积下来的无明。
Only the arahat has no more tendency of avijja, avijjanusaya.
那么这个睡眠烦恼也只有在成为阿罗汉完全的解脱才能够根除，或者是根除这个才叫做阿罗汉。
So it means that every moment in life, even at moments of kusala or moments of understanding, the tendency of anusaya is still there because it hasn't been eradicated. It's lying latent with the citta, ready to condition the arising of avijja, but not at that very moment.
所以睡眠烦恼呢，这个无明呢，它是即使在善心的那一刻，它也是潜藏着，只是它没有浮现出来。
Because the tendency of avijja hasn't been eradicated, there is rebirth after rebirth, life carries on. After the last moment of this life, the first moment of the next life arises instantly because avijja is still there, avijja and clinging to the continuation of life.
那么也因为这个睡眠烦恼，这个没有被根除，所以才会有再出生。那还是会对，对五蕴还是有执取的。
So even if the last moments of the last life were kusala, conditioning a happy rebirth, still the tendency of avijja, the anusaya, is there at those moments, the continuation of life, and ready to condition the arising of avijja whenever akusala cittas arise.
Mm-hmm. 即使是在我们生命要结束的时候呢，是善心善业好了，但是所以我们可以出生在人以上的界哦，但是这个无明的睡眠烦恼是一直串习下去的，它随时都可能成为一个不善心升起的因缘条件的来源。
And when avijja arises with akusala cittas, unwholesome cittas, like at any moment ofattachment or any moment of anger or any moment of just not understanding, it is the arising of avijja that has been conditioned by that anusaya, that tendency for avijja, which hasn't yet been eradicated.
嗯哼，所以呢，在我们日常生活中，不管升起了贪爱嗔恨，或者是就纯粹是愚痴无明的时候呢，这些都是有无明升起的，但是无明是升起的哦，因为是不善心。那这个无明能够升起，是因为他刚刚讲的那个随眠烦恼，是他的因缘条件的来源。
Like Ajahn gave an example earlier of when anger suddenly arises, seemingly out of the blue or unexpectedly. Actually, it's by conditions that it arises, and the main condition is that tendency of anger, the anusaya of anger, hasn't been eradicated. So the tendency is being carried from citta to citta, ready to condition the anger in daily life anytime.
嗯哼，那么刚刚老师如果提到的，就是我们如果突然就生气了，那个突然 没有原因的突然生气，它的因缘条件就是来自于这些随眠的。随眠的烦恼不只是无明哦，嗔恨也是，这个累积的嗔恨潜藏着，所以有时候我们会突然就不高兴。
And it's the same with attachment, like now with studying and listening to Dharma. And there may suddenly be strong attachment to a color, attachment to something heard, attachment to an idea of someone. Why?Because the anusya of attachment, of sense attachment, has been accumulated, is accumulated with every citta, ready to condition that attachment.
那么贪爱也是哦，所以当我们在讨论佛法的时候，也许或者是任何时候，你突然对某个颜色，或者是对你听到的，突然产生了贪爱了，那这个突然的贪爱的升起，也是因为。累积的贪爱，它潜藏着。
And whenever that attachment arises, it accumulates a little bit more. Whenever the anger arises, it accumulates a little bit more. Just like earlier we said that whenever panya arises, it accumulates a little bit more.
那么这些嗔恨啊、贪爱、无明这些不善，它升起呢，它就继续在累积。变得更多，那就像刚刚提到，智慧也是，它升起，它也会继续累积。
And it's the same with ignorance, avidya or moha. It's the same, whichever word we want to use. So the ignorance that arises now when there's no understanding accumulates a little bit more, and it's when it's not arising, still the anusya, the tendency of ignoranceis there with each citta being carried from moment to moment.
嗯哼，那不管是 avidya 或者是 moha 这两个字呢，无明或者是痴贪嗔痴的痴，它指的都是同一个法哦。那刚刚就像刚刚解释，这些贪嗔痴呢，它的累积成为随眠烦恼，即使它没有显现出来，但是它会成为接下来不善突然升起的一个因缘条件。
It's like some sediment in the water flowing, the river flowing down, and the sediment is carried along with the water, but it's not seen or not heard. And it's so fine, it's not known at all, but it's there. That's why suddenly there can be a blockage or some health issue, because that sediment is being carried up down.Ready to condition some problem later on.
嗯哼，就像有些sediment， 我不知道是不是细菌或什么，它可能很小看不见，在水里面。那但是它逐渐的变得越来越脏，越来越危险，然后对我们的身体造成问题。
Excuse me， 请问一下，那个 anusaya 也可以成为善 kusala citta 的。可以也是一个成因吗？还是只有负面的？
The question is about anusaya. Can it be only akusala, or there could be also kusala?
Anusaya always refers to the akusala tendencies, especially the tendencies of attachment, aversion, ignorance, wrong view. There are seven anusaya. We can discuss them in a moment. So it just refers.Those main akusala tendencies that are carried at each moment.
首先呢 ，anusaya 这个字呢是特别指七个不善的累积的习性哦的趋势。我们一般讲的比较是贪嗔痴跟邪见，但是总共有七个，还有另外三个。
And there is another word in Pali, asya. Asya refers to all tendencies.Kusala and akusala. So we also have a joint expression, asya, anusya, and asya, anusya refer to all tendencies. So the tendency of panya is the asya, which is carried from citta to citta. So asya and anusya, but anusya only refer to the akusala tendencies.
嗯哼，所以当我们讲 anusa 的时候呢，它只是专门指不善的那七个不善的趋势啊、哦。那如果像智慧呢，它也是可以成为一个趋势，它叫做 asaya。所以当我们讲 asaya anusaya 合起来讲的时候，就是所有善跟不善的趋势。
And the seven anusya, the first two of them are eradicated at the stage of sotapanna, and these are the tendency of ditti, wrong view, and the tendency of doubt, vichikicca.
那么七个不善的睡眠烦恼呢，有两个是在第一果的时候可以根除哦，邪见跟疑法。
And then two more at the stage of Sakadagami, the others are reduced, but the next two are only eradicated at the stage of Anagami.And these are the tendency of aversion, patiga, another word for dosa, and sense desire attachment, kamaraga.
嗯哼，那么第二果并没有根除任何的睡眠烦恼，但是它会减低，它会降低这些睡眠烦恼的强度。那么到第三果的时候呢，会根除，再根除两个睡眠烦恼。一个是所谓的 patika 就是愤怒嗔恨，一个是 gamma 就是贪感官的贪欲。
And the last three tendencies are so deep rooted that they are only the very fine aspects are only eradicated completely at the stage of arahat.
那剩下的三个呢，他们是根非常的根深蒂固、哦、非常的顽强哦，只有到阿罗汉才能根除。
And these are bhavaraga, the very, very subtle clinging to becoming, like clinging to rebirth in arupa brahma or arupa brahma realm, for example, for those who've experienced jhana, and mana, the very, very subtle kinds of conceit still remaining, and the last one is.Avijja or Moha.
那么剩下这三个呢，第一个还是跟贪爱有关、哦、叫 Bhavaraga, 是对再出生是有贪爱的，不管是再出生在梵天界或哪里，想要继续去经验。那另外一个就是 Mana, 就是我慢、哦、我慢这个不善法也是最后，这个不善的趋势也是最后才根除。那最后就是当然无明或者是就是阿比教或是摩哈这个法这个趋势，这三个都是在阿罗汉才能根除。
So sometimes it's said the anusias are like microbes, very deeply rooted tendencies or microbes that lie within each citta, ready to condition all kinds of akusala states.
所以这七个睡眠烦恼呢，都是很细微、很细微的，那也很深的，深植于心中的。那它不浮现出来，但它随时都会成为不善法升起的条件。
And the Buddha talked about the anusias, these particular tendencies, because they're so dangerous. Ignorance is so dangerous. Attachment is so dangerous. Wrong view is so dangerous. So this is why.We learn about the anusya. So even if there's no wrong view now, the tendency is still there. Even if there's no strong anger, the tendency is still there until they are eradicated.
那么佛陀解释睡眠烦恼是要告诉我们他们是危险的。即使是现在或许我们没有邪见没有愤怒，但是他那个趋势是在的，除非他被根除了。他只要还在，随时都会邪见升起，或者是愤怒就突然升起了。
So all tendencies are carried from citta to citta, the asya, anusya, wholesome and unwholesome tendencies. And this is the answer to how different dhammas, different citta seekers are accumulated and why certain tendencies arise unexpectedly.Why does someone get angry often? Or why does someone have attachment? Because the tendency is there, ready to condition those states at any moment, none of them belonging to a self at all.
所以这是解释了那个这些不善是会串习下去的，这些趋势是会传递下去、累积下去的。那也解释了为什么人会突然无莫名的，就是有不善的升起。
It's very helpful. Nice to very helpful.
I just want to ask about this moment again. What moment is there now? What citta is there now?
是想要再问我们这一刻，现在在那里的是什么？现在有什么心吗？是什么心？
老师是问现在有什么心吗？
对，你也可以，对，现在有什么心呢？
想学习的心，有就是有citta，有 cetasika， 有听到佛法，就是
just one moment please，
挑一个就好。嗯哼，对，就一刻就好，不管你说想或者是听，就挑一刻。
等待，
等待 ，OK。
对，我在等待下面会发生什么事。
Waiting
now,
the moment of waiting.
Now,
yeah, Irene said yes, yes. She said she's waiting for what's going to happen. I'm sorry.
No seeing them. Is there seeing right now? Because we're talking just about one moment. So what is this moment?
我们在讨论一刻的生命哦，一刻接着一刻。那比如说现在这一刻是什么？不管这一刻你是在听还是在想，那等待是哪一个？ Irene， 等待是想还是听还是看？
等待是心所。
是哪一种心？是六个根门的哪一种？
意门 ，my door。
Seeking this moment，
no,
Irene said， this
"Do you know person now? That's person appear now to be known that now it is person."
那么处心所。现在有出现吗？可以被知道处心所是什么吗？
处心所有出现，但是我应该是没有，可能没有很清楚会去发现它，因为可能很快就到下一步去了。因为一定有处心所才会产生下一个意识，一个东西出来，接触到
处心所才能经验所缘。Pasa is unknown.
So what?Is now appearing.
所以那现在出现的是什么？如果处心所现在并没有出现的话，那现在有什么出现呢？
思心所在思考。
思心所，Jetana.
Does it appear now?
思心所有出现吗？思心所不是思考哦。
没有出现，但是有升起。
有升起 ，OK. It does not appear, but it arises.
That is thinking. But is the what is the now appearing?
那么你说它有升起没出现？那老师的问题是，现在在那里的是什么？
我不清楚，有其他人可以回答吗？
是贪爱吗？贪心。
Loba.
Does it appear now?
贪爱有出现吗？出现就是所缘的意思，成为心去经验的对象。
Very natural.
就是有感觉到有那种有想知道的贪爱。
There's a loba that want to know.
That's loba appear.
那贪爱有出现吗？出现的意思是它成为心去经验的对象，而不是只是贪爱盖这个名字而已哦，是那个法出现的意思。
有感觉到
There's a sense of attachment, loba.
Really?
真的吗？
Loba of what?
对什么的贪爱？
对答案。
To the answer.
Does seeing now appear?
眼是现在有没有出现？
有。
Yes.
So what really appears?
那真正出现的是什么？
Why do you know that there is seeing?
你为什么能够知道你说有眼识？
因为看见了。
Because something was seen.
Because there is seeing, right? And there is that which is seen. When there's no understanding of these two, it is not you, but it is avidya, ignorance. So.
那么，你说现在有看见，
So at moment of seeing, is there anusaya?
好，你说有看见的其实是推测的，你觉得有看到东西，所以你觉得有看见嘛？那在看的那一刻有没有睡眠烦恼？有没有无明呢？无明的睡眠烦恼？
在当下是没有，当下看的时候是没有。
睡眠烦恼是每个心都有，睡眠烦恼是每个心都有，它只是没有浮现出来。
对，在此刻没有浮现出来。
It does not arise.
But the question is whether is there anusaya in seeing moment, in the seeing, citta.
所以在看的那一刻，在看的那一刻，眼识有没有睡眠烦恼？问题是有或没有而已。
没有。
没有怎么传下去？
没有的话，是不是因为眼识是果报心？因为如果是眼识有没有睡眠烦恼，果报心会含睡眠烦恼。
OK， 等一下，题目就是有或没有眼识的那一刻有没有睡眠烦恼？有没有无明的睡眠烦恼？
有
或没有？
有，
因为在当下是
不知道自己
有，当下是没有啊，不是你不知道就是没有嘛？
当下
有，
当下
但是不知道自己有。
Someone answer yes, someone answer no, because it does not arise, because it's unknown. 你不知道不等于没有啊。
但是老师就是问你，你是说你要经验到啊，我因为当下只想听，只想知道这个答案，没有感觉到演示上面有什么
老师之前解释那个 anusaya 是一直存在，但是没有感觉到，它是潜藏的，没有感觉到，它还是有。然后那老师如果是说是果报心的话，眼识那一刻我觉得是
我的眼识跟你的眼识，我看到的是美好，你看到觉得很烦，那就是睡眠烦恼吧，是不是这样？
We have four people here explain their views, but the simple question is yes or no, is there any anusaya?所以老师只是问有或没有，所以请问他会或者说有，
有
，See
yes.
The answer depends on understanding or not understanding anusaya. So think over it again, please. Is there anusaya at the moment of seeing with the seeing citta?
老师还是希望大家是自己有仔细去思考哦。在看的那一刻，我们刚讨论什么是睡眠烦恼嘛？那在看的那一刻，看的那一刻到底有没有睡眠烦恼？因为有些人说有，有些人说没有，有些人不确定的样子。那大家自己仔细想一想，有还是没有？什么叫睡眠烦恼？
在看的时候有七个心所，那七个心所里面并没有睡眠烦恼，我是这样想。
那你要不要用泰文跟老师讲？
不用了吧，你讲了大家也可以听一听。
OK, Kuninapa just replied, at the moment of seeing, there are also seven jetasikas, and the anusaya does not arise, but anusaya is still there in the citta.
The question is not about seven jetasikas, just to understand the anusaya clear with the moment of seeing. Is there anusaya or are there anusayas? All anusayas?
好，老师的回答是呢，我们没有在讨论看的那一刻有什么其他的心所。我的问题其实就很单纯，非常单纯，到底有没有睡眠烦恼？那一刻有或没有？
那就没有。
OK. 好 ，We still have people saying, some people saying yes, some people saying no.
Again.Please, otherwise, you can know by yourself whether it's the understanding of anusaya or not. But when you have quite confidence, it means that it is the understanding of Dhamma.
之前 Sarah 刚刚解释 ,anusaya 是形成不善心所的起因，是一个点那个点火，所以我会困惑，是因为他刚刚讲的是造成心所不善心所升起，所以跟心眼识可以连在一起吗？
可以啊。它为什么叫 dormant？
什么 dormant？dormant 哦，
就是像冬眠那样子潜藏的。
哦、嗯，所以是会它是潜藏，没有升起或没有 appear。可是因为刚刚 Sarah 讲的是它跟心所，它是跟心所连在一起的。
刚刚是不是提到，即使散心的那一刻，也有睡眠烦恼？
有，也有可能。对，他有说到。
对，那所以呢，他一定每一个心都有佛的，怎么传下去？即使在死的时候是散心，出生为人，是善业出生为人，那个睡眠烦恼一定要传下来啊。那智慧也会传下来，所以在不散心的时候，那个智慧的阿萨亚也会传下来啊。否则后面怎么升起？
是不是睡眠烦恼一直都有？即使是在我们睡觉的时候，根本活动是静止的时候，其实还是有睡眠烦恼，还是有无明，还是有痴。
对，因为那个时候八万卡也是善的果报心，可是还是有。Pat said even during deep asleep.There is the anusaya. The babanga is the kusala vipaka.
Okay, I don't talk about that. I talk about just now, this moment of seeing, because there is seeing.、So we can talk about the jitta which sees. Are there anusayas in it?
好，那个 Pat 解释是对的，不过老师现在要专注的是现在。现在有没有在看？在看的那一刻有没有睡眠烦恼？
有。
Yes, there is anusaya at the moment of seeing.
Why?
为什么？
因为睡眠烦恼是为什么？因为睡眠烦恼一直都在，它是潜藏在那里。只要有适当的条件的时候，就会生气。
它就传下，它是传下来的嘛？
嗯，它会传下去。所以只要有适当条件，可能就会忽然生气。
Because it's accumulated and past carry on when there's appropriate condition, it condition the akusala dhamma.
At moment of seeing, is the akusala chittasika arising?
在看的那一刻，有没有不善法的升起？的升起，那七个心所有没有不善法？
没有。
看的那一个。
没有
，No。
Is there anusaya？
那
有。
With the citta which sees, is there anusaya in the citta which sees at moment of seeing when it arises, when seeing arises？
嗯哼，当眼识升起的时候呢，有没有睡眠烦恼在那个眼识的心里面？
有。
Yes。
Yes or no？
Yes。
That's right. Because you see that it's there in every moment when that person has attained enlightenment and the anusaya is completely eradicated yet. So by stage by stage from enlightenment, there can be the eradication of that particular anusaya so that akusala citta of that kind cannot arise anymore. That's why there cannot be just two jittas in one.So, in a moment, there must be all tendency, all akusala tendency, and also kusala. That's why in each moment of citta from ordinary person who's not enlightened, there are the accumulation of akusalas and kusala, both asaya, see. But when we talked just about this element of akusala, it is anusaya.Because anusaya has to be eradicated. Otherwise, as the citta which sees has fallen away, there cannot be moment of akusala, like liking. You said that there is liking. But how come, when it's completely eradicated, there cannot be condition for its arising. But when it's not eradicated yet, it is condition for the arising of any moment of that characteristic of anusaya.
在每一刻哦，都会有，一直到开悟呢，在不同的阶段，刚刚我解释过，不同的阶段会根除不同的睡眠烦恼。 那在看的那一刻，虽然没有不散的心所，没有不散法，可是那个睡眠烦恼是在的。那除了阿诺萨，也有阿萨亚，也有这个好的智慧才会传下去啊。如果没有，怎么传下去
？No doubt, no question. Is the anusaya now?
有没有怀疑呢？现在有没有睡眠烦恼？不是一个名词而已哦。现在有没有
？In each citta, when it hasn't been eradicated yet.
在每个心呢，在每个心里，就是它还没有被根除，散的跟不散的都是哦。
有。
嗯哼。Yes, 当然善的不会被根除了、
so、
善的是要去根除不善的。
So are the asaya, nusaya at moment of birth the most consciousness?
好，老师现在问，那出生的那一刻有没有睡眠烦恼？
有。
Yes.
In each citta, so the conditions for the arising of kusala sometimes and akusala sometimes, let more or less.
所以除了
time of How frequently it arises.
嗯哼，所以都有哈、哦，觉生心那颗也有，善的不善的都有。那哪个比较强，谁的频率就比较高
？So at moment of seeing, is the asaya nusaya?
所以在看的那一刻，有没有asaya anusaya？ 善的不善的都有没有传下来？
有。
Yes,
and
they
also
are.
Yeah, and also this moment of this life, are they shared?The accumulation of anusaya and anusaya. But it depends on what is going on. When it is kusala, the anusaya still are there in every citta. But it cannot condition moment of akusala because that moment is kusala, conditioned by the asaya.
那么在不善心的那一刻呢，还是有anusaya，但是那个那一刻，阿努萨并不能够成为不善法升起的条件，它不具备那个条件，因为那一刻已经是善了，那一刻已经是阿萨亚那个善的部分升起了善美的心所了。
And this is the beginning of developing the moment of understand what is the now as not self, little by little.
就是我们开始去了解，不管在那里的是什么，它是无我的哦。一点一滴的。